This is Ag Markets More. I'm Jeff Pope.
This is Bob Bragg.
Hi, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving. We talked about the price of a local turkey dinner on Tuesday, and quite surprising to find out it's a little bit more expensive, but the money stays local, and so you might, and you could grow a lot of that anyway yourself, and,
that's right,
and really actually make it cheaper. So thanks for doing that. Today we're going to talk about one of the traditional ingredients that many folks today will be having in their Thanksgiving Day meal, and that's cranberries, sauce or relish. 20% of cranberry production is consumed at Thanksgiving. So we don't have cranberries around here, I don't guess. Where'd they originate?
Well, they originate here in North America. Okay. There's probably throughout the Northwest into the Midwest, where normally found those. The interesting thing about cranberries are that they have, you know, of course they're touted for their antioxidant qualities, but the Native Americans used them for their medicinal purposes as much as eating them, because they're kind of sour to eat without any kind of sugar on them. But they even made a poultice out of it and put it on wounds.
Hmm.
So it must be they thought there was some benefit from that.
Now, it's native to North America.
Yes.
Did Native people cultivate it as they did corn, or did they just grow naturally?
They grew naturally. And, you know, we see ads where these guys are standing out in the middle of a big body of water, and here are the bunch of cranberries floating around. And it makes a lot of people believe that cranberries grow in water, but they really don't.
Like a rice paddy.
Yeah, like a rice paddy.
No. Okay.
Yeah, what they do is they grow them in bogs, meaning that it's a low area. Cranberries do well if their roots are moist. If they get dried out, then they don't do well. So a bog, meaning high organic content and sandy soils, are what really they grow well in. But when they harvest them, they put water into that bog in order to be able to go in and get the berries off. They use kind of a machine that almost looks like a combine with a paddle wheel that's much smaller, but they go through and it knocks those berries off of those bushes.
So they actually use a machine to go whap them off the bushes, and then they pull them up out of the water.
Yeah, well, they float on top of the water because they have the like four compartments that have air in them, and then they put more water in the bog. About rather than 8 inches, they put a couple of feet of water in there, and then they kind of skim those berries off they float to the top, and then they use kind of barriers to pull them into an area where they can then be sucked up and put into trucks and taken to processing facilities.
Now, when it comes to cranberries, they're native to North America, but are there more intense places in the United States or Canada where they are grown intensively?
Yes, probably Massachusetts, New Jersey, Wisconsin, and Washington were the biggest producers. And of course, there's Ocean Spray as a co-op, agricultural co-op that does most of the harvesting of those. And but the thing is that they are, you can grow them yourself here if you just put them in a pot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, it takes a lot of cranberries, though, to get yourself a relish.
That's right. So the thing is that they put the water in the bogs just so they can are easier to harvest.
That's Ag Markets and More. Happy Thanksgiving.